Okay. So now the next part. So after this, Krishna is in Hastinapur and he decides it's time for him to go back to Dwarka. So Yudhisthira and Kunti and others, they tell Krishna, no, no, don't leave. So the next section, prayers by Queen Kunti, which I gave 2 stars. Prabhupada was very fond of the prayers by Queen Kunti. He spoke about it in Los Angeles. He did a whole series of classes on the prayers of Queen Kunti. He did a series of classes in Mayapur. Prabhupada really liked the prayers by Queen Kunti. So Krishna's on the chariot. He's about to leave to go back to Dwarka. And Kunti offers the stream of prayers. Very, very beautiful prayers. Shows that she's very, very knowledgeable on the science of Krishna. Okay, next section. King Yudhisthira's lamentation. Again, when the battle of Kurukshetra ends. So the whole battle of Kurukshetra was fought just so that Yudhisthira would be emperor of the world. That's what Krishna wanted. Among other things, but another objective why Krishna insisted that the Pandavas fight, Krishna wanted Yudhisthira to rule the world, not Duryodhan. He wanted Yudhisthira. But after the battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhisthira is so noble and so pious and so saintly, he feels responsible for the millions of people who died just so that he could be emperor. And those of you who have read Mahabharata, millions and millions and millions and millions of people died. Prabhupada says it was the worst war in human history. That many millions of people died. So Yudhisthira feels responsible that because of me, all these... Now what's significant is, Vyasadeva tried to tell Yudhisthira, you shouldn't lament. This was the right thing to do. Even Krishna tried to tell Yudhisthira, you did nothing wrong. You did what you were supposed to. But Yudhisthira could not be convinced. So what did they do? Bhishma Dev consoles Yudhisthira. Krishna tells Yudhisthira and others, come with me. So it appears Bhishma Dev has still not given up his life. He had that boon by his father, right? That he would die only when he wanted to die. So Bhishma Dev all this time is lying on that bed of arrows, waiting for the right moment. Krishna and Yudhisthira and others, they went. And when Bhishma Dev sees them, he very, very happy. And he tells Yudhisthira, you have to accept all of this because this was Krishna's plan. You have to accept it. And then he makes the very, very important statement. Yudhisthira says, nobody can understand the plan of Lord Krishna. Even the great sages, even the munis, nobody can figure out Krishna's plan. Nobody. So Bhishma says, you should accept the position and stop this lamentation. Then, the next section, Bhishma Dev's glorious death. So because Krishna is there, Bhishma Dev thinks, now is the best time for me to leave my body. So Bhishma Dev, he's lying on the bed of arrows, and Krishna is at his feet. And Bhishma Dev is looking at Krishna. The sun is setting. Bhishmadev offers these beautiful prayers to Krishna, and Bhishmadev goes back home, back to Godhead. What is that the best way to go? Who would like Krishna to be on the... Yes. That's the best way to go. But... why was he on the field? Why? So he could see. Yes. So that he could see nicely. He's looking at Krishna. Okay. So, the next... So, after this, then Krishna finally decides it's time to leave Hastinapur and go back to Dwarka. He's been away for some time. So he decides to go back to Dwarka, and as he's leaving Hastinapur, the residents of Hastinapur are remarking and making prayers and saying all these wonderful things, saying, oh, those people of Dwarka, they're more fortunate than us. Because now Krishna is leaving us. Oh, same thing. When Kunti offered her prayers, what did she say? Krishna, when we were in trouble and everything was going bad, you were with us. But now that we've won the war and my son is now king, now you're leaving us? No. Bring back the troubles. I'd rather have you and the troubles rather than a kingdom and not you. That was Kunti's sentiment. So Krishna leaves Hastinapur and he enters Dwarka, and the chapter 11 describes how the residents of Dwarka, who have been missing Krishna for some time, how they greet him and accept him, and they're so happy that Krishna has returned. Because for the residents of Dwarka, Krishna is their life and soul. And so there's this description, how they look at Krishna. Krishna blows his conch shell when he enters, and they hear the conch shell and they go, they're in ecstasy. Okay, the next part is the birth of Emperor Parikshit. Again, he's saved by Krishna in the womb, and then when he's actually born, the astrologers come and they do his horoscope. And they say, oh, he is going to be like Lord Ram in this way. He'll be like Runti Dev in this way. They predict that this Parikshit will be like so many great personalities. And they even say, and he will die because of a curse of a Brahmin, and he'll be bitten by a snake bird, and that is how he's going to leave this. That's even predicted at the time of his birth by the astrologers. I don't think those kinds of astrologers are available today, that they could predict all this. Okay, the next section in this first canto, why and how the Pandavas left this world. So, after the battle of Kurukshetra, guess who's still living? Dhritarashtra, Gandhari are still living. Any of the sons living? They're all gone. Who killed them all? Bhima. Bhima killed every one of Dhritarashtra's sons, because that was his vow. I will kill. And during the war, other Pandavas had chance to kill, but they said, no, that's for Bhima to do. So Bhima killed. So now Yudhisthira is so great that he allows Dhritarashtra and Gandhari to live in the palace with him, and he still treats Dhritarashtra as superior. That's how great Yudhisthira is. The very person who tried to kill Yudhisthira and his brothers time and time again, Yudhisthira still treats Dhritarashtra with love, respect, and attention. Now, during the battle of Kurukshetra, Dhritarashtra's brother, Vidura, He went traveling throughout India, going to holy places, because, which we'll hear in the third canto tomorrow. Today we're doing cantos 1 and 2. Tomorrow we're doing 3 and 4. So, Duryodhan, he chastised Vidura just before the battle of Kurukshetra and practically ordered that Vidura be beaten to death. So Vidura left his bow at the door, left, and did not participate in the battle of Kurukshetra, and he went throughout India to holy places. So he returns after the battle of Kurukshetra. He returns, and he's got one last business to do. Vidura goes to his brother and chastises him. He says, look at you. You are living here in Yudhisthira's house. Have you no shame? You tried to kill them time and time again, and now you're taking their food and taking their service. Have you no shame? And Vidura goes on and on, chastising his brother. Finally, Dhritarashtra wakes up. Because Vidura, throughout the whole, before the war, repeatedly Vidura tried to tell his brother Dhritarashtra, stop this nonsense. You're wrong. Repeatedly. And Bhishma also and others tried to tell Dhritarashtra, you're on the wrong path. You're going to lose everything. But he couldn't listen. But now, all 100 sons, gone. He's got nothing. So these words of Vidura, and Vidura is actually Yamaraj. He's Yamaraj taking part in Krishna Leela. So Vidura's preaching finally hits Dhritarashtra. So, the next part, so Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, without telling anybody, they leave the house and they go to the mountains. So Yudhishthira wakes up and sees, where's Dhritarashtra? Where's Gandhari? What's going on? And then who appears? Narada Muni. Narada comes and says, yes. Because Narada is what? Trikalagya. He can see past, present, and future. And look how I entitled it. O King, do not lament for anyone. Where do we hear that? Anybody heard that before? Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, more than once. Do not lament for anyone. So Narada tells Yudhishthira, Dhritarashtra has gone here, and probably on the fifth or sixth day, his body is going to burn up in ashes, and his wife will enter the fire, and she will follow him to the next world. So Narada is trying to tell Yudhishthira, don't lament for anyone. Because everyone is under the law of time, kala, and karma, your reactions. Everyone is like that. Me, you, we are all under the time element and karma. So the next thing, Yudhishthira observes pre-Kali Yuga, because technically, Kali Yuga does not begin until Krishna leaves the planet. When Krishna leaves the planet, then Kali Yuga begins. But this is pre-Kali Yuga, just the beginning. So Yudhishthira is observing many things that look very unusual, that are not good signs, bad omens. And Arjuna has been away. Arjuna went to Dwaraka to be with his friend who? Who's Arjuna's friend? Everybody? Yes. But Arjuna has been gone a couple of months, and Yudhisthira is starting to worry because he's noticing these signs, these omens, and Arjuna's not back. So Yudhisthira is thinking, I don't know, this is not a good sign. He's worried. So then Arjuna finally returns. And when Arjuna returns, as we say, the face is the index of the mind. That by looking at Arjuna's face, Yudhisthira goes, uh-oh, what went wrong? Did this happen? Did this happen? He was giving all these scenarios. But in the back of his mind, Yudhisthira remembers what Narada said. That soon, because Narada said, soon Krishna will depart. Narada told them that be ready. When Krishna departs, be ready. So Yudhisthira in the back of his mind is thinking, the way Arjuna is looking, downcast, dejected, not happy. So finally he says, has it happened? Has Krishna left? So then in chapter 15, Arjuna tells Yudhisthira what has happened. The Moshala Leela, how the family, Yadu family, killed each other, how all the Yadu dynasty died, how Krishna went back to Godhead, Balaram went back to Godhead, how Arjuna was entrusted to protect Krishna's wives, but they were kidnapped, but Arjuna didn't know, but actually the wives were kidnapped by Krishna in disguise. But Arjuna didn't know that. He was supposed to protect, but he lost to some cowherd men, but it was actually Krishna. So Arjuna goes, he says, here I am, Arjuna, but now my Gandiva bow doesn't act the same way. Here are these mighty arms of mine. I defeated so many people on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Now all my power is gone. So Arjuna realizes all of his success was because of Krishna. Arjuna won the battle of Kurukshetra because somebody was on his chariot. Yes, that was the deciding factor. And even during the battle of Kurukshetra, other people, Bhishma knew that, and Dronacharya, they kept telling Duryodhana, don't you see, as long as Krishna is on Arjuna's chariot, he's invincible. You're not going to win. But Duryodhana, he could not understand. He was determined, no, I'm going to fight till the very end. But everybody was telling them, there's no chance that you're going to win as long as Krishna is on Arjuna's chariot. So, message for us, make sure Krishna is on your chariot. How to have Krishna on your chariot? Always have your beads and always be chanting. So Arjuna remembers Krishna, and so in the second part of chapter 15, Maharaj Yudhisthira decides to go back home, back to Godhead. After hearing from Arjuna that Krishna has departed, Yudhisthira thinks, what's the point? I don't want to hang around anymore. I want to go. So Yudhisthira stops talking. He doesn't put on his royal dress. He stops eating. He becomes like a madman. And he and his brothers, they travel to the north. Now, according to the Bhagavatam, it's a different description than the Mahabharata. According to the Bhagavatam, Yudhisthira and the brothers went back to Godhead. Some versions of the Mahabharata tell it differently. But according to Bhagavatam, which what we're studying, as it says here, Maharaj Yudhisthira goes back home, back to Godhead. Okay, now we get to the next section of Canto 1, which I entitled Parikshit Katha. So, chapter 16 begins with a... Well, hold on a second. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.